Hiya, it's Wild Cards, and as you can tell, I'm not Amelia Bonner. I am Lizzie Doyle, and I'm joined by some lovely, lovely people and a gorgeous little dog called Suki. I've got Amani Williams, I've got Steve Evans, I've got Moose Stewart, I've got Siobhan Began, and I've got Tom Whisker. Steve, can we have Suki on the show is the first question, and can she fill 45 minutes, because I'm more than happy for that to be the case.
Yeah, she can fill 45 minutes of chewing anything I own, like me flip-flops and me socks or anything like that. She, anything's not tied down, she just chews now. So that's my life at the moment, which is all good, because she's got a cute face and she gets away with it.
I know. Well, I mean, more importantly, what does she reckon on, you know, Nat Phillips and Mark Hugo, which she is like butter wouldn't melt. And as you've all probably heard on podcast, the noise that I make when I see dogs, you're all very, very lucky that you weren't, I wasn't recording just before when I made the high pitch noise that probably only Suki can hear. The wildcard topics today then for LFC present you as a choice of Nat Phillips, who coming on a measly 5.1%. Poor Nat Phillips is all I'm going to say. He could be our fourth choice, centre half, and that's how you're treating him. In second place, we've got Marco Grewich, who's on 16.3%. But our runaway winner today is Rhian Brewster, and I think it's only fair that he wins this category, because he scored a couple of goals recently. He's looking great. And Mo, there's chat of him obviously staying at Liverpool for this season rather than going on loan now, which I think a lot of people weren't really entertaining the idea of him becoming the next choice off the bench, but he's really, you know, put a good mention in for himself in pre-season.
He has. I mean, if we can trust that pre-season means anything, then he's done everything that he could do. I mean, there's literally not many more he could have done. To be honest, I'd have had him here last year. I was actually saying this last year, and looking back on it, I probably was a little bit premature, but we've seen him go away for Swansea and bang him in. And those were in high-pressure games where they were fighting to get into the playoffs. And then he did well in the playoffs as well, even though Swansea got knocked out early. I think he's ready from a mentality point of view. I think he's ready from a finishing point of view. Only Klopp knows if he's ready from a knitting in and out of team patterns of play point of view. That's really the only thing left for him. So from my perspective, the best way to find that out is to keep him in the squad. Like, genuinely, as a finisher, I think he could be up there. He's ahead of Origi. I mean, we've seen Origi score fantastic goals, but I think if you gave Rhian Brewster Origi's minutes in the season to come, he would better his goal tally for sure.
I mean, Amani, what do you think then? Is Rhian Brewster at the level now where he is sort of the next choice off the bench? Obviously, if Divock Origi stays, if Sheridan Shaqiri stays, you know, you've got Takumi Minamino there. At what point does Rhian Brewster get a shout ahead of those sort of players?